Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Purpose Kingdom News Forum, a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, brought to you on the 4th and 5th Sunday of the month. This is the 533rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Purpose Kingdom News Forum. Tonight, we are dedicating News Forum to the life of Stormaya Denson Jackson. Stormaya was a 12-year-old girl who attended the C Public Charter School of Washington, D.C. Now, that's a school that's a boarding school, very much like here in Philadelphia, the Girard College Boarding School. Both of the schools are college preparatory schools. The C school, it goes from the 6th grade through the 12th grade. And according to them, 91% of their students, they attend or enroll in college, and about 80% of them, according to their website, actually are first-generation college students. This school should stand for promise, hope, and for a successful future. Unfortunately, for Stormaya, promise and her hope is no more. On Tuesday, January 23rd, Stormaya, or Storm as she is affectionately called by her family and her friends, was found dead at the boarding school. Officials is calling it suicide. But this young girl had promise. She had ambition. She was full of life. Full of life. Storm's family and friends reject the idea and that she would take her own life. They're seeking answers. They want to know what happened to their child. We are broadcasting live from the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. We are tonight dedicating this show to Storm Denson Jackson. We would like to bring some awareness what has happened and what is happening to our youth. The number to call in is 323-870-4174. That's 323-870-4174. Now press 1 to join in the conversation. Don't be shy to talk about it. We need to talk about it. It's happening too much in this country, and to our children in particular. We have on the show tonight Stormaya's aunt, great aunt, Stella Swan, who was a very important part of her life, who loved that little girl. Stella, would you like to come in now?
Yes, I'm here.
Stella, will you tell the world what type of child Storm was?
Storm was such a beautiful child. She had such a happy spirit. Ever since she was little, she was full of energy, just loved life. And that's the only Storm we know. Anybody who knows Storm, she was just so special. Darling, she was really special. Yeah?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I don't know what to, I don't, you know, it's hard, I must say. Anyone who knows Storm, anyone who knows that little girl would know that she loved life and she was happy. She's from a loving home, and the people in the community love her. All of the people in the community, Storm was special to the community. She was special to the church. She was a leader,
yeah.
You know. So what they're saying, It's impossible. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. If you met Storm, you would fall in love with her. That's the type of personality she had.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great loss.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I had the opportunity to see clips, and I saw her dancing and happy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a happy-go-lucky little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And just to try and wrap your head around that she would take her life and in the manner in which they said she took her life. Now, for those of you that haven't read the article that's listening out there, the officials claim that Storm committed suicide by hanging herself. And for those of you that got the advertisement, there is a video clip attached to it. If you can click on that video clip and see how happy that child is dancing, I just, myself, I've never met her. Me, myself, I can't imagine her putting herself into a position like that. That's a lot going on with children in terms of bullying. And it's very easy to say, oh, she did this to herself. But when the families know the spirit of their child, to know how spirited she was, how she loved to laugh, dance, and play, and had friends, and friends loved her, that is a very difficult thing to try and wrap your head around that. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I think about the household. Storm had three sisters, Brianna, Brandy, Bernaya. And she had a niece, and her name was Grace. I can't imagine, for the life of me, how those children are going to make it. They lost their sister. They lost their baby sister. Can you imagine how the house is? Can you imagine what my niece is going through with such
mm-hmm.
a beautiful personality? It's just taken away from us. Somebody knock on your door, your child leaves for school on a Sunday, and then Tuesday morning they knock on your door and tell you your child is dead. I, for the life of me, stand it. And no one is going to be able to convince me that my baby took her life because she did it. I don't believe it. No, not
mm-hmm.
Storm. Anybody who knew or even in the presence of her knew she loved life. She loved life. She loved people. She was very outgoing. She had a future. You're a 12-year-old child. She's trying to get her education and go on and enjoy life. And her mother focused
mm-hmm.
on giving her children the best. So she got her daughter in this school thinking that she was going to soar. And then someone knocks on the door and tell her that her daughter is dead, and the thing that gets me is she didn't take pills. She didn't slit her wrist. Who in the heck ever heard of somebody hanging? I mean, it's unreal. It's crazy. Storm didn't do this to herself. You're not going to convince me. You're not going to convince her mother. You're not going to convince her sisters. You're not going to convince her family. And you're not going to convince anybody in that neighborhood. You're not going to convince the church she went to. You're not going to convince her teachers that she had before. You're not going to convince her principal. We are not convinced. So it didn't take her life. And in the manner it was done, I am so pissed. But you know what, darling?
Mm-hmm.
God's going to take care of this. He is. This is one little 12-year-old child that you're going to wish you had hadn't taken care of her when she was on your property, when she was in your care, when her mother trusted her child to that place.
Okay.
If my niece would have known that this, all of this bullying, all of this, everything, everybody coming out of the woodworks, my child was bullied, my child was this, my, why didn't you come before? Why didn't you come forth before? I don't need to be cold. I don't want to hear it. I want to know what happened to my niece. That's what I want to know. I don't want to hear, well, somebody threw something in his face and somebody hit him up inside his head. That's mediocre crap. We are talking about a 12-year-old who was found hung, lynched.
Stella, I know you're very emotional. And I feel, you know, we've known each other for many, many years, and I know how you feel about this.
I'm upset, darling.
Right
I'm
now,
very
we
upset.
Have, we, right now, I'm going to give you a couple of moments just to calm yourself down a little bit. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello? There's a caller on the line? Yes? Your name, who you calling, you're calling in? Okay. Hello?
We must have lost that caller, but you do have other callers on the line, so I'm going to open
okay.
them up with you now. Caller, you're live
yeah.
on the air.
Hello?
Yes, caller, you're live on the air.
Okay. I was trying to introduce myself. My name is Napoleon Kincaid. I write for the West Side Weekly. I'm a crime reporter. I write about stories about this all the time with kids being abused, kids being left behind, kids being victim of families. And when I say families, you know, many kids go into the foster care system. They get lost in the foster care system. For one reason or another, but the main reason is because sometimes the parents are not capable mentally or financially to take care of their kids, and as a result, the kids end up, you know, suffering because they can't be with their parents, their original parents, because of these different challenges and situations. And other things that may become a factor, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So when you have a children or a child that needs to be loved by a family, the entire family has to communicate with one another to make sure that child is loved by everyone in that family. Because the fact, if a mother, a father is not there to take care of them, you know, during the duration, the grandparents got to step up, or our aunt got to step up. Somebody got to step up in the family, so that child won't fall on a negative end. You
right,
know?
And I do understand that we in the news we see situations all the time. This particular situation is unique in its own because this child was in a loving family, and the mother placed the child in a school where she thought the child would have opportunity to
mm-hmm.
excel, to
mm-hmm.
succeed in life, because this school in Washington, D.C. is known for that. It is very much like the Girard College that's in Philadelphia. That's another school in Philadelphia where there's a boarding school, and it helps out in many cases children, wherein it gives them opportunity. You know, children where the parent may not have been able to afford an expensive Ivy League type of boarding school, yet there is, you know, good education there, and you do send your child there for good faith, and the child comes home on the weekend to its loving, their loving family.
Okay,
so
this is a whole different situation.
It's a very different situation. Yes. This is a child that.
So this has to do with the school.
Yes. This is a child that went The parent sent the child to school to learn. Brought the child to the school just last Sunday. Tuesday, the child is hung. And they're saying that the child committed suicide due to bullying. Okay? And that's not this child. That's not this child. This is what we're talking about. This is a child that is full of love and hope, ambition, pride.
There should be a lawsuit towards that particular school.
I'm sure that the family should be a lawsuit towards that particular school.
We're talking about teachers that have to be aware of this type of problem.
Right. And
we're talking about teachers. We're talking about administrators that should be.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm a reporter, ma'am. I'm telling you.
This school should be sued
because the fact you got irresponsible teachers that are not monitoring or not picking up a behavior from other students bullying other students. Okay? All right? A teacher should have a sense of this type of activity going on. Excuse me, sir.
This particular case is not the same. That is what they are trying to portray. But it is more to that. It is easy to say that this child did this to herself because it is a lot of bullying going on. But we do believe, and the family believe, that this is far deeper than even that. I do thank you for your call. We do need to get back into the program. Stella, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Okay. Can you tell us some things that Storm liked? I know that they had a rally yesterday, and everyone had yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That was her favorite color.
Yeah, yellow is her favorite color. And Storm, ever since I've been around her, the times that I've been around her, I know we went, her mother, Pat, took me and my husband, Buddy, to the Indian Museum in D.C. And they had it set up where, you know, where the children can come out and do the Indian dance and all of that kind of stuff. When Storm got out there, all of those people that was in that museum, when she got out there and she was doing her little Indian powwow, she took the show. I mean, they were clapping for her. She was such a loving, outgoing, happy child. And she loved life. It's so much I can say about Storm. I wish, you know, her mom would be able to, you know, would have been able to be with us today, but I can understand. I know, you know, it's very hard because it's hard for all of us. But yeah, Storm was a very, you know, even looking at the video, you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is look at, just like the clip that we did as far as her in the church and she was praying for the children. Come on, let's get together and pray. And we pray that we go and do this video, blah, blah, blah. And she was just a loving person. She was a leader. You could see she was a leader. Big dreams, big hopes, and she wanted to be a model. And she brought joy to the house. She brought joy. And Storm, she had a little niece named Grace. And she would teach Grace. Grace, you know, she was picking up a teacher, ABCs and all of this stuff. Very smart, very loving, a leader. Gone.
When was the last time you had the opportunity to spend time with her or that you saw her? Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. The last time that I saw Storm was, I don't know when it was, but I know Buddy and I went to visit Pat because, you know about Buddy. So Buddy and I went to visit Pat, and I saw Storm then. And, she's a child. Stella, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And she's gone out with other kids. And that was the last time I saw Storm, but I would talk to Storm. You know, Storm would talk to me on Stella. You know, can I come? I want to come to Ohio. I want to spend some time with you. You know, she wanted to come, and it was always something. And I'm beating myself up for that because, you know, you know, with my husband, as you know, some of the things, it was just hard. But I am so sorry that I didn't wasn't able to have Storm to come up for a visit. It's hard.
Yeah, I know. I know you shared that with me a little bit earlier. And this has been, you know, very hurtful to the entire family. We do have, I am getting a message from Pat Denson, and I just, the number to call in is 323-870-4174. Getting back to the program, so I know, you know, she was bubbly. She had a bubbly personality, things that she liked. Was she strong-willed?
Yes. Yep. She was very strong-willed, you know. I mean, she had three sisters in the house, and she's a little, she's just, I call her a little mosquito. She's going to, you know how family is. You know, you have disagreements. You know how to stand up for herself. She wasn't a pushover. Strong personality.
Right.
Just as loving as anybody you want to meet, any child you want to meet. But, of course, you know, she was feisty, just like her aunt and her mama and her sister.
Okay.
And you.
I'm going to give the number out. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Sella. I'm going to give the number out right now again. The call is trying to come through. 323-870-4174. The person that is trying to get in is Storm's mother. And if I need to call that number out again, because we really would love to hear from her mother. 323-870-4174. So anyway, I'm sorry that we have some hesitation tonight because, as I would guess anyone under the circumstances would imagine, this is a very emotional time. It is a very emotional time. Pat Denson is really dealing with a lot right now. The whole family is dealing with a lot. And I'm asking everybody to have a little patience as we deal with this very difficult and sensitive subject. So is there anything more that you would like to add about Storm?
All I know is Storm, you know, yeah, I'm her aunt, you know, and she have a, Storm have a very large family on her mother's
right.
side.
Right.
And on, of course, her father's side. But the,
okay.
but the what is so important is the family that she have in that neighborhood, her community. It's such a love.
Okay, is on the line now. I'm Stella, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just trying to
okay,
bring
mom in. Okay, that's fine.
Hello.
Okay, Pat Denson is on the line. This is Storm's mother. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hello,
yes, hi.
Can
I know
you
it's
hear
a little
me?
Bit, I can hear
we
you
can
very well.
Y'all can hear me now?
I can hear you now. We can hear you real good.
Okay, first before I even start saying anything, I would like to say a prayer, as which Storm would do. Glorify Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, please let my words come out right to this community, to the world, Lord Father. Even though I know you have my child with you, Lord Father, I am grateful for that. Lord Father, I would like to express my feelings about my child. Lord Father, I thank you for giving the 12 years that you've given me for my child, with my child. Lord Father, I know she's with you. I can feel it. I feel her presence around me, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, I just want justice for Storm. God bless me and the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pat.
So, Pat, we've heard from, you know, her great aunt Stella, your aunt. Would you tell us some about your daughter?
Well, first, I'm going to start it like this. I named her Storm because I knew that she was going to be of many great things. And storms comes in all types of ways. Storms comes all, you got the quiet, the calm, and everything. She's a brilliant child, and it don't take a rocket science to know how she was, because everybody that came into her life got joy from her. She gave joy. She did, you know, she was just a child that wanted to have fun and explore. She wanted, she had so many dreams. She told me, "Mommy, I'll be graduating in 2027, and that would have been coming out of college. And she said, "Mommy, I'm headed to Hollywood because I want to be a producer. And I want to produce tours and shows," and she wanted to be a stunt person. She's a great entertainer. She's enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. She's compassionate. She's a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the way that she was demised, the way her life has been gone from this world, is not okay, but it's okay that she's with the Lord. And I know she's with the Lord. You know, and that's what's getting me through this, and that's what's going to help get our whole family through it. And she came to me and she said, "Mommy, I'm not just your storm. I'm the whole world storm." So when you address people, mm-hmm. you say our storm. So mm-hmm. that's what it is, our storm.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Storm was an honor roll student. She's an honor roll student in school. She also have many certificates, many merits, many good merits, what I mean. She even started a peace walk at her school when she was in elementary and had about 75 people following her. And the peace walk was to stop the violence in the neighborhood. And she did that. She was on cook shows. She led her school to have the high school at DC Public Schools. One year when she was in the third grade, it was Storm in her third grade class that made her school, which was supposed to be the most underdog school in the city, to come to the top of the thing and beat all the schools out in the city for that DC test, which is a test like all other schools take in the United States to see where children are and where they would be going. Now, Storm also had friends, family members, and everything. She will talk to you, talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that little girl wouldn't let you know about yourself or about her. She was not a person. I don't think she was bullied because she don't take that. She defends herself. She defends herself having fun. She defends herself whichever way. You know, she just, oh, man, I'm just going to miss her so much. You know, and I was glad that I was a mom. It was the best 12 years of my life. When I sent Storm to that school, I sent her there to learn. I thought this was the best thing that I was doing for my child. I sent her there because it was a school where she would be there all week long under the care of supposed to be so-called compassionate staff, where I wasn't going to have to worry about her riding public transportation in the District of Columbia, where anything could have happened to her along the way to school or even coming home. There was so much going on at the time in the city, which I thought that was the best judgment for me to do for her so that I wouldn't have to be worrying about her getting taken away from me. But now she's gone, and it happened in the hands of where I sent her at, thinking she was going to be safe there.
Yes.
I didn't send her there to die, to learn. I sent her there to learn, not to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit here and I look and I think about all the things that we have talked about, all the goals that she set, and I was listening to them, and it just eats me up to know that she will not be able to set them goals on this earth. But her goals are whatever she wants to do, she's doing it in the bosom of the Lord.
Yeah. Pat, how was her relationship with her sisters?
Her relationship with her sisters was like Toni Braxton and everybody. They were loving sisters, you know. They were loving sisters. Her sisters now, they are devastated. You know,
yeah.
They're not understanding why their little sister's gone, but they do understand that. What they do understand is that they know that it wasn't my fault, you know, because I am a kind mother. I care for many of children. These children are grown now, coming because of this situation, and all they just crying and they just can't understand. They see my pain, you know, they feel my pain, and the only thing I can do is try to stay strong and tell them it's going to be all right. And
yeah.
Storm comes and says, Mom, don't let everybody keep crying. Tell everybody to stop crying because I'm fine. And that's the way Storm is. She will keep, you
mm-hmm.
know, she keeps the calm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a normal situation for me. It's not.
I know that.
And yesterday, we had a nice visual of Justice for Storm Walk along with Suicide Prevention Awareness. I had people down there handing out flyers and pamphlets to the children and for books, bullying, suicide prevention, everything I could think of, it was down there for them kids. It was so sad. It was so sad. I was sad. I hurt more for the children, you
yeah.
know, and Storm. You know, I got there when I pulled up there and I saw that school building. I broke down, but I wasn't going to turn around. I kept it moving. I couldn't have turned around because Storm wasn't going to let me turn around. She came, her spirit
mm-hmm.
came to me when I was in the car breaking down because it was like just babies was around the car. And I looked at all their little faces and they looked like they were just like, they just was helpless and that made me feel helpless. But Storm said, Mommy, get out the car because you're embarrassing me.
You know what I say?
I know them angels up there like, Lord have mercy. We're going to have some fun now. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Angels, you know, she was born an angel. And we sent off the balloons and one balloon hit the wire, hit the transformer box, and pop, boom. And then the other balloons, they went on up in the air, and then the next thing you know, a wing, it was some birds in the form of a wing, flew over the school.
Wow.
Yeah, but I really thought that I was doing the best for my baby.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure.
And anybody that's listening to this program, you know, don't think that my child didn't talk to me. My child talked to me about everything. There was never missing a beat. My baby called me every day, or I called her at the school. She would call me every day, Mommy, I love you. What you doing? And I'd be like, I love you too, Storm. How was your day today? And she'd go, well, da da da, I did this, we did that. But then, Mommy, this and that and that and that. And then she get this. I got to go now, Mommy. But I'm going to miss some calls. But this particular Monday night, I did not get a call from Storm. And that wasn't usual. So when I didn't get a call from her, I thought, well, maybe she, you know, they're probably, you know, doing like, you know, their own little schooly opportunities that they do. Because sometimes they do fun things and stuff. So she won't call me. But lo and behold, did I ever thought that that morning come that someone would come here and tell me that my child was dead, found hung? Oh, no. That's not her.
Nope.
That is not her. She loved life. She loved life. She lives. She wants to live. But she's going to live on down here. She's going to live through the spirit of everybody that knew her and know her. Storm was 2 years old. She started going to the church across the street from me with her sister, Brianna. When Storm turned 5 years old, Storm started going across the street to the church by herself because she knew how to cross the street. Storm went in the church, joined the church, signed up for baptism and I knew nothing about it. They called me, like, Storm gonna get baptized. I said, Storm gonna get what? Baptized. I said, well, I knew when she signed up, she signed up to be baptized. I said, she did? I said, well, when is the baptism? They said, today. I said, today? They said, yeah. what time? They said, she already going to water in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes? By the time I got over there, she was coming out the water shivering. Yeah, I could go on and on talking about storm, huh?
That's storm.
No, I mean, yes, you have some wonderful, wonderful memories in talking about her.
They,
she
I'm
will
so,
always be there with you.
Yes. Yep. And she even, as I am preparing her obituary, she comes to me and says, Mommy, I want the New Testament to be 1 John 3, chapters 1 through 16. So that's what it is. And if any of you listeners want to check it out and listen to it, you will see what my child is trying to get through. And it's all about children and everything, and, you know, sinners and everything. The storm would let you know Jesus died for our sins. And rose in 3 days. There's a video clip about that. One lady, a guy came up to the door and said, is it okay if I interview Storm? And we did it right on my front porch, and I was standing right there. And she was asking them questions, and she was looking at me like, I hope I ain't getting it wrong, Mommy, because, you know, we sit and we read the Bible. We read. She was a writer. She liked science. So she was, oh, my gosh, she loved to cook. You couldn't tell her she couldn't cook. But she loved to cook, and she loved her. She just, I mean, oh, my goodness. Y'all just don't know what has been taken from me. But God knows, and God knows that, well, that it was to save other lives and children, like. But I'm sad because she's not going to be in my presence. But I thank the Lord that he have her in it. And I don't even have a question. I ain't even once said why, God, because I don't need to know why.
Right. Pat, we have our producer, Chappie, would like to read that particular scripture that you're talking about.
Okay.
So just hold on. He's going to come right on in. And while we waiting for her to come in, I just thought that that was so cute, the story about her going over to the church and getting baptized.
It sure was.
That is something else.
Yeah, she signed her own self up for baptism, and she was a liturgical dancer there. And honey child, she would come down that aisle with them little toes on, and honey child would just take the show, had all the energy. And one time we was at a funeral. Her little cousin's father died. And so she said, Mommy, can I sing at the funeral? And I said, sure, you can sing at the funeral. Before then, she was in a talent show at her school. And she sung The Greatest Love of All, the Whitney Houston one. And she sung that song, child, and some of the kids didn't even know about the song. But after the song sung that song, all the children knew about The Greatest Love of All.
Wow.
And
she no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Our producer have that scripture.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. First, I want to give my condolences to the family, to Miss Pat, and to Miss Stella. My prayers are with you. The scripture that she gave you, 1 John chapter 3, verses, you said 1 through 16, correct?
Yeah.
It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sins not. Whosoever sins has not seen him, neither knows him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brethren abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And we know the word of the Lord is already blessed. I just wanted to honor Storm and just read that scripture out. Darlene, it's back in your hand.
Okay. All right, that was beautiful, that scripture.
That scripture was a scripture that the spirit of Storm came to me, and she told me what she wanted. She told me that's what she wanted.
She was a special child indeed.
When Storm was born, Storm was a breech baby. She would stop stomping at me. I say, Lord, it was a stormy day that day. I already said I was gonna name her Storm. So when she was born, instead of being breech, they said they were going to do a cesarean. So they did a cesarean. So when they delivered her, by her not coming through the birth canal, she had swallowed a melaconda, whatever you call it, that stuff. And they had sucked it out of her. And as they were sucking it out of her, they irritated her voice box. So I didn't hear a cry from Storm until Storm was about 4 months old. And when she started crying, it was still light, like that. Now, I'm doing a cry. You couldn't hear nothing. Only time I knew when Storm was crying is when I was in her face to see her face crying. But I didn't hear nothing, so I consider her as the quiet Storm that time. When that voice came out to talk, Lord have mercy. She never stopped talking. That's a talking child, you know. Yeah. It's so many fun things about Storm. I remember we was at a family reunion at Anacostia Park in Washington, D.C., and there's a field goal post there where you kick a field goal. So I'm on the grill cooking, and we dancing and say, so somebody hollered, look at that little girl up on that post. She was on the top of the goal post where the football go over the middle part, slide across it. I said, oh, my God, because she's a stunner. She's like a stunt person and can roller skate, ice skate, dance, cook, sing. She does everything. And then if she was a spokesperson of her school, Stanton Elementary in Washington, D.C. whenever the news reporters or anything came into the school, Storm was the one that they let interview if they was coming to interview children. And how many times she was, they would ask her a question and she would shoot them answers right back at them.
Yeah. She was indeed. And the more I hear about her, you know, my heart just breaks. My heart just breaks with what.
And you know, and another thing about it is that I am blessed that I'm given the opportunity to talk about my child for the world to hear who Storm was.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, and I'm not accepting the suicide thing because that's not it.
Nope.
So
we're not doing that.
But I know.
Yeah.
Yep, that's not it.
Mm-mm. Not our Storm. Mm-mm.
Not our Storm,
right.
And that's our Storm.
Our Storm.
To the whole world, she's considered our Storm.
Our Storm, yeah.
Well, right now, I'm going to bring in one of my fellow hosts, Miss Adrian Allen, and she's just going to give some information, just like, Pat, you were delivering information about suicide and suicide prevention. She's going to give that information to our listening audience. So we just hold Adrian.
If I could, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. I do want to give my condolences. Can you hear me? I do want to give my condolences just from hearing the conversation about Storm. I love her spirit. Storm is, you know, it's funny because I wear blonde hair and I'm, you know, I wear that white hair and people call me Storm, and there was an X-Men character, I guess, you know, called Storm. So to have a little girl and name her Storm, I could just only imagine. And
but
conversation that you've had so far has made me smile about Storm. And she might have only been here for 12 years, but just within a little bit, them 12 years were very, very monumental. And if for nothing else but to start this conversation, you know, everyone has a purpose. I believe that Storm's purpose
was
just this right here. Because the one thing that we do at Purpose Kingdom Network is we are really, really, really striving to just make this world, our world, God's kingdom, a little bit better. And with children like Storm, it's going to make our world work, you know?
Yeah.
And for her now to not be there for that community, like you said, for her friends, those children that were in that school, that
they
will never, ever, 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 ever forget Storm. But what it's going to do, it is now going to the real conversation and make a storm happen, because we need a storm in what's going on right now, because there's too many children that are being bullied and they don't have an outlet to say what it is that they're doing or being able to express themselves in the way that they need to. So I appreciate the fact that you ladies thought enough of Purpose Kingdom Network to be able to have your place where you can talk about Storm. I want everyone that knows, that's listening out there, to know that this is not the last time that you will hear this, because even just within speaking about Storm and what happened and how it went down, it can't be done. It can't be over. Because even if she did, then we want to know why. We want to know why it happened this way. Why they didn't say anything earlier before. Why all these people now coming out after the fact saying that happened and that happened, and why
Thank
we ain't
you.
Talked about it before. So now that we now know, we're going to find out. Right. We now that now there is an obligation because we don't believe, and even if it did happen, that that is what happened to Storm. Then I believe that we need to know more. We need to know why. We need to know how, and we gonna stop it from happening to the next person. Now, what I do want to give that suicide hotline number. If anybody's out there, that 1-800 number is 1-800-273-8255. And that is the suicide prevention number. That is if you know someone that you think might be, because the blessing of this is when you hear them talk about Storm, that's how they can stand firm and say, well, no, anything could have happened, but it wouldn't have happened like that.
Not this woman.
It could have been anything, but it wouldn't have been that.
No, it wouldn't have been that.
You know? Right.
No.
So that number again is 1-800-273-8255. And again, ladies, I say thank you again for your transparency,
and
for coming on and being just, you know, being in love with Storm and giving us an opportunity to hear about your lost daughter. But it's our lost daughter, because I like that,
our storm.
Because now everyone needs to know a little bit more about it and not just keep going on with the stories that people keep giving us.
If I knew that that's true, at all them skeletons on them, I would not have enrolled her. I heard great reviews of that school. That school was in the top four of schools for academics and stuff like that. You know, grades and stuff. That school was in the top four of the best schools in the district. And matter of fact, it was number one on the list.
They need to shut it down, really.
Yeah, well.
They need to really investigate what's going on. I mean, deeply investigate what is happening over there.
Because it doesn't make any sense
because, well, one thing, I'm sorry, Pat, I just want to say one thing here, too. And looking at what has happened, when does it become on the national scene? Because it seems like the information is best anchored there in D.C., and that's why we have it on Purpose Kingdom News Forum, because we reach all across the country and outside of the country. This is internet radio. So we're all over.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to give that information about this child that a school is trying to say that she just murdered herself, killed herself.
No, she
committed suicide.
They're lying.
You know.
Right.
And to just keep it locked down
like
that. So what we hope is we are going to continue to talk about Storm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to talk about her. We're going to continue to, as necessary and as needed and as things come out, we will continue to talk about it on News Forum. My show is on tomorrow night, Righteous Consciousness. I will be on tomorrow night, and I will certainly talk about Storm tomorrow night. Now, Adrian, did I hear you say you had a question?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I thought that Adrian said she had a question. Pat, tell us some more about your baby.
Well, she loved to learn. Like I said, she was a goal setter. She was looking forward to turning 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And just to becoming a teenager. She was looking forward. She always say, Mommy, you ain't going to never have to worry about nothing because I'm going to take care of you. When I get older, I'm going to Hollywood, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be a producer. You know, know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so, she said she was going to take care of me, but I want her to be here to take care of me. You know, but it's rough. You know, Storm is so brilliant. You know, she was so brilliant. One time she come home from school, and she says, Mommy, she had detention. So she said, Mommy, when we was in detention, you know, it was just for them running in the halls and doing something. But when we was in detention, and they kept, when they were still, wasn't doing their homework and stuff, see, the person that was in there that watching over them in detention, he said, y'all keep on doing all this stuff, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all address will be your downfall. But just from your address, because we live in the hood, and you know, and I said, this is my neighborhood, this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But my children, my house, you can never tell this is where we live, that this is where we come from, because this is like one of the notorious neighborhoods in the district. But it's getting better. It got better. It's up and down. So Storm says, when she go off to college and stuff like that, she was going to write a book and stuff about where how she grew up and how it didn't affect her to being where she wanted to be at in life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how powerful this little girl brain was. She would talk, sit there and talk to you like we are talking to her. She can jump in on this conversation and be right on point with it. And everything Storm do, everything she do or did, Storm will always pray. Say a prayer, even if we get in the car to go to the grocery store. Mommy, let's pray before we go. And then I'd be like, go ahead, Storm, pray. And then sometimes she can get real long-winded with it, especially when she started naming everybody in her life. I mean, she would name everybody she could think of. And I'd be like, Storm, it's okay, baby. But, you know, the only thing that's really keeping my sanity is that them 12 years of my life was the best 12 years of my life. And I don't regret nothing I did for her, with her, because of the simple fact we were so close. You know, she talked to me every day. I talked to her. If anything was bothering her, she'd tell me. And she would come home and tell me somebody was messing with her, you know, but she, as far as being bullied, no, she wasn't having that, you know. And she was, you know, she would get it down to the point where it'll bring the comment. And they'll start playing or doing some other little things and stuff, you know, just get it all off. But if she wanted to be left alone, just leave her alone. Don't pick her. Mm-hmm. Once she want to be left alone, just leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
But never in my wildest dreams did I think that my child would be gone for me like this when I call myself doing the best for her. You know, for her to be protected. You know what I'm saying? I could have kept her at home and sent her back and forth to school, you know, and if something else could have happened and she wouldn't come home, you know. She could have got snatched on the bus or snatched out in the streets or something and never found. That's one thing I have to thank the Lord about. At least I can get some clothing and see her, you know. Her favorite color is yellow.
Yes.
So it's a lot.
He was truly a joy, a joy, and your memory, your stories of her, you know, just warmed and touched my heart. Right now, we have one of our pastors that want to say a prayer comfort for the family.
Okay.
Reverend Renee Donaldson.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear
Praise
me?
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Praise
yes.
the
yes.
Lord. Okay. First, I'd like to send my condolences to the family, and I'm sorry for your loss. Praise God.
Praise
I just want to pray with you and agree with you. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for the family. We pray, Lord God, because we know you're the God of comfort, and Lord God, you can fix things. Lord God, you see the end of everything. I pray, God, that the truth will be exposed. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you move by your spirit. I pray, God, that, Lord God, hallelujah, even as there's no end, Lord God, hallelujah, you know the beginning and the end. Lord God, you know, Lord God, hallelujah, all the people involved in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray, God, hallelujah, against the work of the enemy. And, Lord God, let the truth come forth in the name of Jesus. I pray for their hearts, Lord God, hallelujah, and lonely times, and when they think of her, that their memories would be flooded, Lord God, with good things. I pray against sorrow and unnatural grief. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would hold them up, Lord God, even when the tears fall. Let them know, Lord God, that you have it all in control. I pray for the family that will come together, Lord God, that, oh, God, every need to be met. We pray for the finances, for the funeral and everything, Lord God, that concerns this situation, Lord God, that you would intervene, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, hallelujah, oh, Lord God, for the children that just don't understand her siblings and, Lord God, cousins and, oh, God, I pray, God, that you move by your power divine. I pray for strength for that mother. I pray for strength for that father. I pray, God, hallelujah, that they will look to you and know, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're going to work it out for their good. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the life that you gave her. We thank you for the memories. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, for, Lord God, what that mother did, Lord God, to educate her. And, oh, God, what the positive things, Lord God, hallelujah. Help her to know it wasn't in vain.
It was,
oh, God, bless that family in Jesus' name. God, have your way. Lord God, move by your power divine, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, get the glory in this situation. Lord God, help us not to look to the left or to the right, but Heavenly Father, to look to you. Hallelujah. For what's come about help in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know the purpose and the plan for everything. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you bless. Continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to continue to help them in their loss. And Lord God, they may be seen frozen and overwhelmed with grief, but, oh, God, comfort and strengthen them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, have your way, God. Hallelujah. Help them to turn their eyes towards you, to look to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in all things. And, Lord God, for these things, we give you the glory. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we give you the praise. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that prayer, Pastor Donaldson.
It would go a long way.
Yes.
Right now, too, we would like to call in our producer to do the call of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You know, when Pat's mom, when Miss Pat, Storm's mom first came on, the first thing that stuck in my spirit when she was talking about Storm was that she went and gave her life to Christ. She didn't go and ask her mom's permission. She just felt that unction and then ran to the Lord. And that's what stuck in my spirit. See, that's what stuck in my spirit, because you have to understand, we have to know Jesus for ourselves. We have to have a personal relationship for ourselves. And as a baby, that was in her spirit.
Yeah.
You heard her mom say earlier that she knows her child is in the bosom of the Lord. It might be somebody out here that's sitting there going, I'm mad. I don't understand it. I don't understand why. And no, I you know what? I can't even deal with God right now. I'm coming here to tell you that a part of Storm's purpose was to bring you to Christ.
Yeah.
A part of her purpose was to bring you to Christ. It was to expose what's going on at that school.
if something is going on.
Yeah.
It was,
I don't know what,
to expose what our young people are dealing with as young people, but it was also to expose somebody out there listening to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. As a child, Storm knew that she had to know him for herself, and she was searching for him.
Yeah.
I offer you the opportunity tonight to come searching for him. The word of God says, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever covers anything and everything. I don't care who you are. It covers every age bracket. It covers every economic situation. It covers every culture. It covers every race. It covers every sin. Whosoever will, let him come. It says, for God so loved the world that whosoever believe, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall have eternal life. The only thing you have to do to have eternal life is to accept the gift that Jesus Christ, that God gave us through his son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You accept it by just doing exactly what God said in his word. You believe it in your heart. You confess it out your mouth. You believe that Jesus Christ is exactly who he says he is, and that he came to do exactly what he said he came to do. You believe that he is the God-man, that God wrapped himself up in flesh and came into this world and lived for 33 years. He laid his life down on the cross for the remission of our sins, but more importantly, he rose from the grave 3 days later, offering us eternal life. If you can believe it, if you accept it, if you come to him, how do you accept it? You say this prayer after me. You just say, Father God, I come to you this evening agreeing on your word. I accept the gift that you gave me, which is your son Jesus. I ask forgiveness of all my sins. In Jesus' name, I ask you to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that word, that prayer, the last thing you have to do is just tell somebody. It's like putting your signature on a contract.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ today. And despite what everybody going to tell you, you don't have to wait until Sunday morning or prayer service or Bible study. You can call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. You can tell the person sitting next to you. If you have nobody to tell, push one. Let us know. But according to God's word, as soon as you confess it out your mouth, you are saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Now, we encourage you to attempt, as Storm did, to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom with Righteous Consciousness and our sister, Darlene Lawrence. You can follow us on Facebook, on Google Plus, and on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, concerns to PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Storm, is in the bosom of the Lord. That's all I can say. Yeah. For the word of God tells us to be absent from the body. If you are saved, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we know that she is in the presence of the Lord this evening. So we bless God. We bless God for the family, and we just pray God's continued strength over you all. And as Sister Darlene said, we are not going to let this down. We are not going to stop. We are going to continue to talk about this. We're going to continue to research. We're going to continue to look into what happened to our Storm. Sister Darlene, it's back in your hand.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister. Pat, again, my deepest condolences to you and your family. Yeah. I thank you so much for coming on tonight and taking this time to let us know who We're going to say our baby, our storm. Okay,
ooh, our
so let
storm.
Us know who our storm is. And we do know that with everything you shared with us, our storm would not have done what they said she did.
No, no, she wouldn't have.
So we are going to continue to, like Chappie said, to look into it, to research, to bring you on, and, you know, don't think that this is one night and that's it. So I do thank you for your time tonight. And
thank you.
Our prayers are constantly with you and your family, constantly with you and your family.
Okay,
tomorrow
can
night
I pray?
Yes.
That's it. If we not, I would say at the end, can I pray out?
Just let me finish this up. I just want to say once again, tomorrow night on Righteous Consciousness at 9 p.m. And Pat, you could take it from there.
Okay. I would like to just thank. I would like to thank all the listeners, whoever's listening, and hope that you took this from what I told you about storm, about our storm, that you take it and you live with it as a positive note, that there's nothing negative about storm, that whatever happened to storm, that's between the Lord and storm and where the place where it happened at. I would like to let y'all all know that I lost a joy, a jewel. But I'll be gaining some wings somewhere. Somewhere she's going to fly into the hearts of somebody and help a whole lot of youngsters along the way. At the end of the day, my goal is to start a foundation for Storm called Storm the Bee Suicide Prevention Foundation for Youth. Hopefully I can get that off the get it world, you know, across the United States, a center in every state, on every block if possible, you know, not even think about it, you know.
Well, Storm didn't do anything to herself. Storm didn't do
that. That didn't happen to her, but there's a cause for it to be, and, you know, there's a cause
positive.
For it to be a positive thing for her. Let people see, even though I know she didn't do it, and I know she didn't do it, it would help for another child not to do it, you know, because they'll know that it's our storm that's, you know, helping them, children do not understand, some children have no storm and no storm died, they didn't even know what suicide is, and, you know, why you tell them, that's what it's supposed to be, that storm killed herself. They said, no, she didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, these coming from children's mouths.
Yeah.
And I pray for the students, I pray for the students at the Seed School and any other public school in the United States and world to keep your hands up. And if you have to talk to anybody, if anything on your mind, talk. You know, it's like let your friends know or whatever. You know, but let your family know. Storm will talk to her family. Like I said, man, Storm, I'd be sitting in the bathtub. Storm be sitting on the side with her hand in my bubbly water talking about any and everything, you know. So,
right.
Lord have mercy.
But you want to pray us out, Pat?
Yeah.
You said you wanted to pray, end it up with prayer, so we're going to end it up with prayer, wrap it up with prayer.
Yeah. Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I come to you to let you know that I am worthy of you and that I know that you have our storm with you. Lord God, I pray that you touch the hearts and the lives of all youths across the world, even adults, Lord God. Lord God, come into their hearts and let them understand that our storm is with you and that she's all right and that she's going to make us down here on earth, all right, Lord God. Her spirit, Lord God, I know you're going to let her spirit come to us, help us get through this, help life go on, transition to other endeavors of our life, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for letting me have them 12 years of life with my baby Storm. And I'm not a selfish mom with it, so I'm going to put it as our Storm, Lord God. And that comes because you're letting it be okay for us to say, for me to give her as our Storm, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I know that you are going to be the one to let that justice for Storm be seen and not just heard, but to be seen. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I will say,
Jesus bless.
We will.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
Save me, I will not lose.